Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. The Vernon County Sheriff's Office is currently investigating a domestic abuse-related incident. Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports that Tuesday morning around 9:30, the Sheriff's Office 911 Dispatch Center was notified that Nikhil Jermaine Bettis, age 44, was at a residence in rural Westby in violation of a $1,500 cash bond that was signed on October 29th following a hearing in Vernon County Circuit Court. The Sheriff's Office, as well as officers from the Viroqua and Westby Police Departments, responded to the scene in the town of Viroqua. No one believed to be involved was located at the scene. At approximately 10 a.m., a vehicle believed to be involved was located in the village of Coon Valley by an officer from the Coon Valley Police Department. Deputies and officers spoke with the victim, who reported that Bettis exited the car near the intersection of Anderson and Babcock Streets and was last seen on foot prior to the law enforcement contact. The Sheriff's Office has established probable cause to arrest and are actively searching for Nikhil Bettis. Bettis is an African-American male, standing 6'1", weighing 224 pounds, with partially balding black hair and brown eyes. If you know his whereabouts, please contact the Vernon County Sheriff's Office at 608-637-2123 or your local law enforcement. An arrest warrant and formal charges of felony bail jumping, battery, and disorderly conduct, all domestic abuse related, will be sought through the Vernon County District Attorney's Office. Again, if you see Nikhil Bettis, call 608-637-2123. Wisconsin Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin pledged to work with President-elect Donald Trump when possible in her victory speech, but also vowed to fight him to protect the national health care law and abortion rights. Baldwin narrowly won re-election to a third term over Republican businessman Eric Hovde, who was endorsed by Trump. Hovde has yet to concede in a race where the margin is so close he could seek a recount. Baldwin said she recognized that Trump won Wisconsin and she would work with him when she can. Less than 24 hours after Donald Trump was elected the 47th president of the United States, social media users began pushing two conflicting narratives of election fraud. In a narrative being pushed by Trump supporters, the vote total in 2020, which is much higher than 2016 and 2024, is used to suggest the votes must have been manufactured when Biden won. Harris supporters question how her numbers can be so much lower, but both narratives are unfounded. Votes are still being counted in the 2024 election, so the total is not known, and claims of election fraud in 2020 have been investigated repeatedly and knocked down. Misinformation spread quickly after Milwaukee election officials had to retabulate around 34,000 ballots due to a snafu with some of their voting machines. Civic Media's Brittany Merlo reports.
According to Ann Jacobs, the chair of the Wisconsin Elections Commission, the doors of the tabulator machines were not locked and sealed on election morning, and they should have been. And there is no reason to believe that the ballots were tampered with or counted fraudulently. The retabulation was only done out of caution and transparency. Here's Chief Election Official Megan Wolf.
All of that was done by bipartisan pairs of election inspectors and in the public eye, including many, many, many bipartisan election observers from both the major political parties, other political parties, independent observers. There were many people at Central Count that were part of those proceedings.
The delay may help renew calls for a change in the law. Wisconsin is one of a handful of states that doesn't allow clerks to start counting absentee ballots before Election Day.
A Florida style of counting ballots could come to Wisconsin. State Representative Scott Krug chairs the Assembly Committee on Elections. He's pushing for electoral reforms before the next Election Day and wants to adopt Florida's vote counting model. The legislator said he plans to address issues with Central Count communities. However, state leaders already failed to push those changes forward. PFAS funding, a big step in trying to get PFAS out of our water. More than $273 million will go toward that effort. Governor Tony Evers, Senator Tammy Baldwin, and the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources announced that 86 municipalities will get funding through the Safe Drinking Water Loan Program. They'll be able to use this money to fund infrastructure projects like replacing lead service lines and addressing contaminants like PFAS. There are currently more than 167,000 known lead service lines throughout the state. Back in October, President Joe Biden was here in Wisconsin, where he announced the EPA mandate that all lead service lines must be replaced by 2037. The number of Wisconsinites 75 and older is expected to increase by nearly 75% over the next 20 years, according to the study by Forward Analytics. They say by 2030, the state is looking at an additional 33,000 new beds that will be needed just to keep our current ratio of essentially 194 beds for every 1,000 people over the age of 75. Attorney General Josh Call, alongside a bipartisan coalition of 30 state attorney generals, announced Monday a $1.37 billion settlement agreement with Kroger. The settlement addresses the grocery chain's role in the U.S. opioid crisis. Wisconsin is set to receive up to $21.8 million in payments for opioid abatement. This puts Wisconsin at $780 million in total for national prescription opioid settlements. Kroger has also agreed to injunctive relief. This requires its pharmacies to monitor and report suspicious activity related to opioid prescriptions. Rockwell Automation Incorporated today reported fiscal fourth quarter profit of $239.1 million. The Milwaukee-based company says it had net income of $2.09 per share. Earnings adjusted for non-recurring costs came to $2.47 per share. The results surpassed Wall Street expectations. The average estimate of eight analysts surveyed by Zacks Investment Research was for earnings of $2.40 per share. The industrial equipment and software maker posted revenue of $2.04 billion in the period, which fell short of Street forecast. Six analysts surveyed by Zacks expected $2.07 billion. For the year, the company reported profit of $952.5 million, or $8.28 per share. Revenue was reported at $8.26 billion. Rockwell Automation expects full-year earnings in the range of $8.60 to $9.80 per share. Multinational brewer Molson Coors will close the Leinenkugel's brewery in Chippewa Falls. The move will end more than 150 years of brewing in the northwestern Wisconsin city, where Leine's was born. Molson Coors will close the Chippewa Falls Brewery and Leinenkugel's 10th Street Brewery in Milwaukee effective January 17th, according to a company statement. Molson Coors Chief Supply Chain Officer Brian Earhart said the closures are part of a plan to consolidate operations at the main Milwaukee brewery. More than 50 workers are expected to lose jobs in Chippewa Falls, although as of Wednesday, Molson Coors had yet to file a layoff notice with the State Department of Workforce Development. In the statement, Earhart said the consolidation plan comes after the company finished a large contract brewing agreement during an ongoing canning investment project at its Milwaukee brewery. Today is Wisconsin Saves Day. The Wisconsin Department of Financial Institutions today announced Governor Tony Evers proclaimed today as Wisconsin Saves Day in Wisconsin. The proclamation is part of a statewide effort promoting automatic saving through the workplace with the Wisconsin Saves program to improve financial well-being. The Wisconsin Saves program is an employee-focused savings initiative which started as a pilot program in 2020. The program provides Wisconsin employers with resources to encourage their employees to save for emergencies and the future with their paychecks by using the automated saving strategy of split deposit. Participating employers receive free resources and a digital toolkit to educate their employees on the importance of building emergency savings, as well as the ease and benefits of saving automatically through split deposit. The research-based program uses the principles of behavioral economics and social marketing to change behavior. More than 100 employers in Wisconsin, representing approximately 15,000 employees, are already signed up for the Wisconsin Saves program and are actively using the program's resources to educate their employees about split deposit and encourage the use of automated saving strategy today. Employers can sign up for the Wisconsin Saves program on the Wisconsin Saves website or on the DFI's Wisconsin Saves webpage to receive a suite of resources to help them promote split deposit as a way they support their employees in reaching their personal savings goals. All Wisconsin employers are eligible. For more information on the Wisconsin Saves program, contact the DFI Office of Financial Literacy Director. In a significant move ahead of the upcoming Veterans Day holiday, Grant County has announced its participation in Operation Greenlight for Veterans. This initiative, a nationwide effort uniting counties to support military veterans, will see as many county buildings as possible illuminated in green from now through November 11th. The aim is to raise awareness about the unique challenges many veterans face and the resources available at the county, state, and federal levels to assist veterans and their families. Now in its third year, Operation Greenlight is a testament to the power of unity. Spearheaded by National Association of Counties and the National Association of County Veterans Service Officers, it builds upon successful efforts by the New York State Association of Counties and the New York State County Veterans Service Officers Association in 2021. In 2023, over 300 counties participated in Operation Greenlight, demonstrating the collective commitment to supporting veterans. In addition to lighting county buildings, residents, businesses, and other organizations are invited to play a crucial role in this initiative. You can show your support by simply changing one light bulb inside or outside your home to a green bulb. The green light is a symbol of hope and renewal. By lighting it, you are sending a powerful message of support to veterans. Your participation is a symbolic gesture and a tangible way to let veterans know they are seen, appreciated, and supported. Together, we can open up conversations about veterans' needs and the services that support veteran communities. Counties and residents across the country are sharing their participation on social media using the hashtag Operation Greenlight. You are encouraged to join the conversation and share your support for our veterans. Wisconsin's 9-day gun deer season is right around the corner, and there's a few things to know if you're heading out this year. Department of Natural Resource Deer Program Specialist Jeff Pritzel says a mild winter last year bodes well for deer activity this year. Pritzel says the season is the latest it could be under state law, so deer movement during daylight hours is reducing as we get further away from early November. The 9-day gun deer season runs from Saturday, November 23rd to Sunday, December 1st. Today's winner in the Ithaca Football Boosters Calendar Raffle is Deb Fargin.